the return of Winx.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Winx stepping out next Saturday, the 19th of August. It is 10:30, and it's time for a special edition of Pacing Rewind. Andrew Bensley's with me. Benz, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you, Simon. Fred's off. Hayes. Oh, Greg Hayes. I better not bag him because he's online this is Pacing Rewind, and Greg Hayes is all the way in Canada for the World Driving Championships. You can hear the wind from Century Downs. Hello to you, Greg.
Hello to you, Andrew. It's a beautiful evening here in Calgary, in Canada. It's obviously early morning over there in Australia this morning, and no doubt you'll be enjoying all the action throughout the morning on Sky Racing, seeing the World Driving Championship. And hopefully, fingers crossed, Shane Graham should have a really good day today. He needs to, because night two looks pretty slim pickings at Mohawk when we travel on during the week, but should be a really good start to the day for Shane.
Now, Hazy, build it up to us, mate, for this series that we're going to be watching on Sky Racing 1 through this morning and then again, you know, over the next week or two. The build-up seems to have been really strong. The officials have done a good job.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a special year for Canada. It's their 150th year as a country, so they're doing it. They actually applied. It wasn't their turn to hold the World Driving Championships for another 2 years, but they asked one of the European countries, I think it was Sweden, to swap dates with them. They did that, so Canada are able to run this World Driving Championships in basically in line with a horse racing festival they've got right across the country. So quite a special week. Not only are we talking, you know, harness racing, we're also talking galloping action as well. It's a very special week, a very special month for Canadian racing. And the World Driving Championships is all part of that. Drivers from all around Australia coming here. Now, it's a little bit different. Obviously, Australia gets a representative. New Zealand gets a representative. The reigning world champ gets a representative. So there, or the world, the champ from last series, he gets to come back. Now, that was next to done. So therefore, New Zealand's got two representatives. Australia gets one. Canada gets one. America gets one. And then what happens is the remainder made up from the European nations. Now, it's a little bit different in Europe because all of the countries there, they go to a European Championships. And the first five across the line, they all then come to the World Driving Championships. Now, interestingly enough, there was a German guy who was due to be here. He wasn't able to come because of some commitments that he had back home. So they invited the sixth driver at the European World Driving Championships, who happened to be a driver from Malta. Now, it is the first time that Malta has had a representative at the World Driving Championships, but he's really been welcomed by the other international drivers here. I've been lucky enough to be on the tour bus, travelling around with the drivers. Great camaraderie between all the guys, and they're really looking forward to what should be an amazing week. We start at Calgary. We're on a plane early tomorrow morning across to Toronto. We'll race on Monday and Tuesday there. We'll go to Mohawk on Monday, Jordan Downs on Tuesday. We're then on a plane early Wednesday morning. We head across to Montreal, where we race at Hippodrome 3R, and then across to Prince Edward Island on Friday. So obviously add a day for the Australian time to give you an idea of what time those races will come in for the Australian time change. But it is just an amazing week. The start has been sensational. Obviously the locals, if you like, James McDonald, the Canadian driver, has taken charge of the tour. He's basically leading the crew here. Marcus Miller, the American driver, he's got his wife with him on the tour, and she's both of them have been quite welcoming to all of us who haven't been here before and are experiencing harness racing in Canada for the first time. It's been a really good start to the week.
We're talking with Greg Hayes over at the World Driving Championships in Canada. Can you relate to us, Hazy, just how strong harness racing is in Canada?
Yeah, look, we're in Calgary at the moment. Calgary is probably one of the smaller regions in terms of harness racing. We obviously move across to Montreal, where it is Toronto next, where it's a lot bigger at Mohawk. And obviously, we already cover races from Mohawk through Sky Racing. So a little bit smaller out here. The pools aren't big the purses aren't big, or the prize money total's not big compared to what we're used to. But, you know, we're at Century Downs today for the first round of heats. They race three times a week. They race on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. and they've got about, it's a similar setup to Menangle, where they've got big barns out the back of the track, and there's all of the horses that race here are trained there. You know, anywhere upwards of 180 to 250 horses trained on this track any one day, and they basically provide all of the horses for the race meeting. So it's very exciting. Similar but different, if you know what I mean. Obviously, there's some similarities, that the fact that the horses are all trained on the track, different trainers, but it's just amazing to watch it unfold. It's a really, really strong headwind today. You know, obviously, people would have seen the first few races on Sky Racing, and it's really slow last quarters. It's really hard for the horses to get up the straight. They tell me the wind should die down as we go into dusk and we get into the night, but... I think later on in the program we're going to see more horses coming from the tail of the field proving too strong.
Okay, now bring us up to date with Shane Graham. How's his confidence with, you mentioned he needs to start well on day one.
Yeah, look, there's 5 heats today. I sat down with Shane on the bus yesterday and I've got one of the presenters over here on their TV coverage, Sugar Doyle, helping me with Shane's form, if you like. Sat down with Shane and said, look, this, you know, we've got to make sure you're ready to go night one, because there's big points up for grabs at Century Downs, and we need to make sure you're going to have a good night. So he's gone through the form. He's also spoken to James McDonald and a couple of the other local drivers about how to drive the track. Very important. Unbelievable to see the statistics here. Now, normally they only go in fields of nine here, but because there are 11 drivers in the World Driving Championship, they're starting a front line of nine and two off the back row, which is different for them. But the amazing stats are 85% of the races are won by horses drawn one to barrier five. So if you're not drawn one to five, you're in all sorts of trouble. Now, in saying that, we saw the first race, a horse drawn in barrier six shoot straight to the front and lead all the way. But I would be looking for horses that have drawn well, and Shane's got some good draws later on today. Obviously, we've seen the first heat, but later on in the program, he's got some good draws that are good drives that are drawn well. So hoping Shane scores big points here. Mohawk, it doesn't look good. Morning line odds have all of his drives 10 to 1 or greater. Then we go to Georgian Downs for night three. Big chance there for him to score again. And talking to Sugar earlier today, he's suggesting maybe two or three wins for Shane in the five races at Georgian Downs. So we just need Shane to be well placed after the first day. We've got to ride out the tough day two, and then we'll be back in action day number three. It's quite interesting. 20 race series, 21 race series. You don't want to be out of play after day one, but you just got to make sure you're picking up enough points through the middle round to make sure that when we get to the final day at Prince Edward Island, you can still have a shot at the title.
Well, Hazy, it sounds fantastic. We're due for a change, as we spoke about on this show last Sunday. We haven't won it since Ted Demler 30 years ago.
That's exactly right. 1987 since we last won it. Obviously, New Zealand have had some great success in recent years. They've won it three times since we last won it, and they're the most winningest country. So doing a fantastic job, the Kiwis. They've got two chances this year. The Australians are like this. I spoke with the Swedes. The Swedes have got Bjorn Goop competing in the tournament, but he's also got a couple of guys with him. Bjorn Goop, absolute superstar in harness racing in Europe. I was talking to them about Mark Purden last night after we'd had dinner and what they thought of Mark Purden going into the series, and they said, oh, no, he's too old, he can't win it. So they obviously don't follow the racing back home in Australasia very much, because Mark Purden's an absolute freak, as we'd all know, but they're all saying he can't win the series because he's too old. But I think Mark Purden can give them a bit of a bit in your face this week. I think Mark should have a good week. Obviously, Dexter Dunn, he's an absolute rock star. I'm surprised that he's still driving down under. He did try and break into the North American scene already. He didn't have too much success with that, but I think his future lies in North America. And Shane Graham, he obviously dominates Queensland. He was leading driver in Australia 2014, 2015, and I think he's going to have he's going to have a really good series. He's really well liked by all the guys. So I think we'd love to see Shane Graham win it, but if he doesn't, if we can get a Kiwi home, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah, it would be. Now, people will be able to watch you and watch all the action from Century Downs right through this morning on Sky Racing 1. If you're a harness racing enthusiast, jump on and have a watch of those races, and let's hope Shane Graham goes well. What's Canada like, Hazy, at this time of the year? Are we looking at warm weather?
Yeah, mate, it's the middle of summer here, so beautiful warm days, 27, 28 degrees. They actually tell me that in Calgary they don't normally get weather that warm in the summer, so unseasonally warm, but it's making for a great time to be out of Sydney and the cold weather over there.
Well, I will say it has been glorious here, mate. We had 23 yesterday and 22 the day before, so we're not far behind you at this stage anyway. Hey, Hazy, good luck, as I say, for harness racing enthusiasts that tune in every week for Pacing Rewind at this time. Sky Racing Run will have it all covered, and Hazy will be on air right through it. Enjoy it, mate. We'll talk to you later in the week.
Thanks, mate. Talk to you soon.
Greg Hayes joining us there, a part of the Sky Racing team. Simon summarised it really well, and let's hope that our Australian driver, Shane Graham, enjoys some success today and right through the week.
Gee, they're happy to ride off. They're happy to ride off Purden, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Too old? Come on,
yeah.
Mark Purden. Mark Purden knows how to drive winners, and Dexter Dunn does, obviously, as well with the class. So they've got two, as Greg Hayes explained there. Because Dexter Dunn won the last, he's able to go back, and New Zealand have got two with Mark Purden. So we'll watch that right through the morning on Sky Racing 1 with Hazy.
And closer to home, Ben's, last night we had a Group 3 at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. The favourite, the horse that was sent out favourite, was Code Black, I think, just ahead of Ego Dan. Let's take in a replay of the Group 3 from last night.
Centre field, the inside, Epaulette in an awkward spot, then Match Pointer. Further back was Little Rascal. And Code Black, if it's to continue on the winning run, it'll have to circle them to win. Up to the 400 metres, third quarter, 27.4, about to top the straight. And Ego Dan pouring on the pressure to the leader, which is Cold Major, only narrowly straightening. Getting off heels to the outside, Expressionist, and right to the middle of the track, Code Black, with a little bit of work to do yet. Match Point trying to come with it. 150 to go. Cold Major with a kick, getting right through on the inside with a late burst was Epaulette. They're coming from everywhere. Epaulette the inside, Expressionist the middle. Expressionist drove through, and Expressionist has won from Epaulette in an absolute blanket go.
Yes, Expressionist for Jack Traynor, winning the Group 3 last night. Code Black's run came to an end. He was shooting for seven straight.
Yeah, look, it was an amazing finish. We had six or seven horses spread right across the track, picked up by Luke Marlowe there. Expressionist died between them and got the money for Jack Traynor, the young driver, concession driver, his third group win for the season, and causing that minor upset. I think it was about $6 or around that mark that it started last night. Ego Dan worked forward from a wide draw, and look, it was only a metre behind Expressionist, so it still was a pretty good run, given that it worked, went forward and worked outside them. Code Black only got beaten a couple of metres. As I say, Cold Major, who was right there leading for David Aiken until the last 100, he got swallowed up and finished 8th. That just told us just how quick they came. They rated 152.2. They came home in 27.4 and 28.4. And well done to Jack Traynor. Recently won a Breeders' Challenge regional final on She Sugar Sweet, and as I say, a concession driver behind Chris Geary. And last night he drove a double there last night. Well done to Jack Traynor. Amanda Turnbull, Simon, no surprise at, pardon me, Menangle on a Saturday night for her to drive a double. She did it last night on Written in Style and the favourite Raxmack, and clearly remains New South Wales' top driver. So that was last night at Menangle. Next week we've got the Group 3 Baby Bling. That's the feature out there. And I should mention, Simon, Fred and Hazy and Amanda, who regularly do this show on a Sunday, they look at Newcastle. Well, great results last night for driver Mark Callaghan. He drove a treble there last night and finished, I think, second or third in a couple of other races. So well done to Mark Callaghan last night at Newcastle.
At Melton last night, they had the final of the Vicbred Championship on that was won by the favourite San Carlo. The Trotters went to Maori time for Gavin Lang at big odds. And the Minuteman was on at Melton last night. Kate Gath got the money there with Burn a Hole in My Pocket.
Yeah, a bit of an upset, that one. Kieran Manning's mount or drive.
Yeah, Mr. Mojito, now he was well backed, and I thought he had the race on a platter with getting the lead pretty comfortably, but didn't seem to have too much at the top of the straight.
No, really did struggle down the straight, got beaten over 4 metres, but Andy and Kate Gath have got the knack of always bringing through a free-for-all horse, and I should mention, obviously, August is Breeders' Crown Month, Simon, and Friday night at Bendigo in Victoria, they had further heats and things, and that horse that I mentioned last week with Hazy Stars Align did it again for Anthony Butt. He is a star out of the Dean Braun stable, and he'll be very hard to beat for all these opposition once we get to the grand finals of these Breeders' Crown down at Tabcorp Park, Melton. I think it's August 26 or 27. Don't hold me to that. I think it's that weekend, but it's an exciting time with the Breeders' Crown right around Australia at the moment. So, Simon, that's a wrap. We've got harness racing this afternoon. I know you'll be previewing it after 11 with Parks today. We've got Menengal on Tuesday, Bathurst on Wednesday in the twilight, Penrith on Thursday night, and on Friday night, Simon, we've got plenty of harness racing. Bankstown, we've got Tamworth in the afternoon and Leeton race at night. So plenty of harness racing next Friday night around New South Wales.
Looking forward to the week ahead. Thanks very much for your help with Pacing Rewind this morning, Ben.
How have we gone, Simon? Are we going all right?
I reckon we've gone right on time, 15 minutes.
Beautiful. No, good to talk to you, Simon. And I know you've got plenty of greyhound racing coming up as well.
James Vandermark will join me in just a moment for Chasing Rewind. Enjoy your Sunday, Ben.
Thanks, Simon.
You're unbelievable.
As the spring racing season closes in, Punter's Postmortem returns on Monday morning.
Nice to be back, guys.
Good to be back.
Ron Duffersey and Dean Lester bring you top-notch racing analysis.
Race day, she's really put it together well.
I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just world-class.
And the ones to follow, plus your calls on
13 53 53.
Join the Punter's Postmortem family Monday mornings at 9 through spring on Sky Sports Radio.
It's the New South Wales Racehorse Owners Association's flagship event.
Racing's Night of Champions 2017.
A night of glitz, glamour and fun.
And you're invited this Thursday at the Royal Randwick Ballroom. Dinner, beverages and entertainment all included at $240 per person.
Be there when the winners are announced at the New South Wales Racing Industry's Night of Nights.
Book now at nswroa.com.au or call 9299 4299.
The stars shine daily in greyhound racing. And you get the latest here on Sky Sports Radio,
your racing and sports leader.
And welcome to this morning's edition of Chasing Rewind. James Vandermark joins me. James, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning to you, Simon.
Thanks for stepping in, James. Some great racing around the country over the last few days, and a couple of the national distance on the sprint finals were held at Wentworth Park last night.
Yes, indeed. There's been some really, really good racing over the past week, of course, with the state finals now starting to take place. And just a quick rundown for those who are a bit unaware of how the AGRA National Sprint and Distance works. Quite simply, it's six representatives from each state final who win the state finals. They go to, of course, the final, which is held and alternated between venues throughout Australia each and every year. Now, quite simply, to work out how you've only got six greyhounds making the final, it then goes to be one extra local greyhound. So say the race is held in Queensland, the greyhound who winds up second in the state final will qualify for the final. As well as that, you then have the wild card, which is the one extra greyhound required. And quite simply, that's the highest ranked AGRA greyhound who qualified, had to have qualified for a state final as well. And this year, that is the greyhound Bewildering. So Bewildering will be the extra runner. But moving along, of course, to these final time, it was New South Wales last night. The sprint final, Royal Turbo went out really hard, set up a really fast tempo, but it was Beckham Street, despite the first corner bump, who was too good. I thought Mr. Twister was a massive running to second position, but the way Beckham Street pushed through hard on a track that's clearly not playing fast around Wentworth Park, I thought it was an outstanding win going 30-08. And I believe we have the audio, do we, Simon, there?
We do have the replay. Here's Beckham Street winning the sprint final last night.
Racing, Mr. Twister got away in a hurry. Royal Turbo came out running. Royal Turbo charged over, ran to the lead. Beacon Street's driving up onto the inside of Mr. Twister, and that bumped. Dole followed by Night Sprite, then Effective Comet El Magnifico, followed up by Prevail and Cosmic Bonus at the tail of the field. The front runner, Royal Turbo, Beacon Street looming large. So is Mr. Twister. The leader is Royal Turbo, tackled by Beacon Street. Mr. Twister coming at him. The young gun, Beacon Street wins. Beacon Street beat Mr. Twister and El Magnifico.
So that was Beacon Street for Christine Proctor, winning the national sprint final at Wentworth Park last night. And interestingly, James, the youngest greyhound in the field.
Yeah, look, surprising, I guess, for many, but I really like the way he pushed through that first corner. Look, the way he was able to stave off Mr. Twister, who I guess is now sort of a proven sprinter, has been mixing it at Wentworth Park for quite some time. But yeah, the young kid coming through is Timmy Newbold sitting in the corner, and of course, Timmy picking up that first corner bump. So really impressive effort from Beacon Street to win. And the track just clearly hasn't been playing fast at New South Wales of late, and 30.08's a solid run going into a nationals final. But it does seem the Victorians and the New South Wales seem to go very well in the overall final. Of course, as we turn our attention now to the New South Wales distance final, and I'll let you play the audio for this one, Simon, because we had a surprise leader in Ebby Ripper.
Racing. Perfect line away, and Ebby Ripper actually won the break to lead on settling down over Kim's Love, and there is a big, big surprise. Midnight Trick going to third, and then Freaky, followed by Lovelace. Further back, Keystar, Cardiology, and Stars Alight at the tail of the field. Well, Ebby Ripper has never led in a life. She led into the back by three lengths. Midnight Trick second, five away, Kim's Love, followed by Freaky, Lovelace. There followed by Keystar, Cardiology. Stars Alight at the tail. Ebby Ripper, the pilot, by three. Midnight Treat can't hold on to her at the moment. Ebby Ripper, she's beginning to draw away. Ebby Ripper, way too good. Beat Midnight Treat.
Yes, Ebby Ripper scoring by five lengths there in the distance final. And as you mentioned, James, she really wasn't expected to lead.
No, exactly right. So Connections bred the greyhound. I was just reading up a moment ago about them. Actually, they bred the greyhound. They were hoping for a stay, and they got exactly that. But Ebby Ripper's never been a greyhound to get out and go like that. So naturally, once going through the lead, it was game set match pretty early on. 42-32. Once again, I wind back to that the track is not being overly fast around New South Wales, around Wentworth Park, because she's clearly, with a beginning like that, a sub-42 run. I did really like the run of Midnight Treat in defeat. It was the only greyhound taking any ground off Ebby Ripper, and I think to be able to do that is a massive feat in itself. So I'd be keeping a very close eye on Midnight Treat in the weeks and months ahead. As we turn our attention now down south to my hometown, Victoria, the Stayers edition, of course, firm one down. Well, he's just a brilliant stayer. He found a way from midfield to produce a burn one down trademark finish to score in the Stayers final down here. He beat a greyhound by the name of Billy Fay, who doesn't qualify, but was really gallant in defeat. And Fanta Vale, who, of course, is the Agra wildcard for the Stayers. So because she qualified for the final, didn't run a place, but she still qualifies to run in the national distance final, of course. Fanta Vale being a marvellous greyhound, earning almost $1 million in prize money. Now, the sprint here in Victoria, it was Aston DB who landed the prize. This was a career-best performance for mine. He went 29.18. I know the Thompson Kennel have had a really big opinion of this greyhound from day dot, but he probably had lived up to his hype, I guess, but he did that in the state final, going 29.18, and he beat Bewildering, who's the wild card through. Black Mumbo finished third, and Extreme Magic in for fourth. But Aston DB, look, if he can draw well in the final, he'll go in as probably, I would say, very close to being the favourite to land the national sprint final. Now, turning our attention to South Australia for the distance, that was won by Bogey Beckham. Went 43-38, just held off purpose, driven in a photo finish. Lobbed right up behind the speed, Bogey Beckham was able to drive through along the inside, and a stave off purpose driven, who did finish very well. It got quite close at the end. I think the margin recorded was thereabouts of a head. The sprint for South Australia, the state final there, was won by On Fire. Now, I'm not sure this greyhound is a real star in South Australia. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to bring that form against the nation's best, just quite simply because he does like to push wide through the first corner, and the pressure's going to be on in the national final in comparison to the state final. But yet, he was still really good, going 29.73. Then going further south to Tasmania, the distance final won by Shimmer Sun. led all of the way from box number 7, beat a wall of charges late. It was about a line of 5 as they hit the line. The sprint went the way of Gold Lenny. Now, this was a massive upset win. There are a few, including Manila Dawn, who was expected to go really well, but Gold Lenny upstaged a good field, scoring in 29.81. And, of course, WA late last night. We had to stay up late to see the sprint and distance finals for that state. Max Prophet won the sprint for WA, going 29.78. Just leaping from the outside, was able to cross the face of the field and hold them out. Mendoza Minnelli was the eye catcher, cutting into well within a length right at the line. And the distance was won by Ramifications, a greyhound who, of course, came over and was placed in a Group 1 here over the 7.15. Ramifications was able to camp behind the leader, finish well, went 42.26 to land the distance final. And, of course, Brisbane, being the home of the final this year, they had their heats Thursday night, but we'll have to wait till this Thursday night till they qualify the first and second place getters in the state sprint and also stayers, which will then go on to qualify for the final. And time permitting, Simon, do we have a chance to quickly go back through the honour roll?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I just noticed a couple of things that I thought was interesting. Last time the Nationals were held in Brisbane, say for the sprint, 2011, it was won by Metz Magic. It's the last Queensland Greyhound to win a Nationals, did it at their home track. So Metz Magic, and you add to that at Albion Park back in 2011, Dashing Corsair won the staying event as well. So that was the last time Queensland were able to win a sprint and also a distance. So clearly the home track advantage played back in 2011. But just going through, the Victorians have won the last 3 national distance finals. 2014 Sweet It Is, 2015 Lady Toy, and last year Ring the Bell, of course, winning at Angle Park in 43.22. Whilst for the sprinters, it was Worm Burner representing South Australia last year, winning at his home track, going 29.17. And just winding back through some of these names, Fernando Bell, 2015, Chica Desticata, 2014, Zylia Allen, 2013, Fabregas, Food Fancy, Dashing Corsair, of course, one of the greyhounds who was able to do a sprint in 2009 and a staying final in 2011. But you could wind the clock back 30, 40 years, Simon. There's just so many great greyhounds that win this race. And look, it's a bumper series, and no doubt it's going to be some great racing in around about, what are we, about 10 days' time at Albion Park.
Yeah, looking forward to the big finals card there on the 25th of August. Now, you're calling Healesville for us today, James?
I am indeed, Simon. Yeah, the first race at about 20 to 12. It's some really good racing. It's the Straight Track Championship. Now, for those who are a bit unaware how that plays out, quite simply, the winner of the final next week gets an automatic start into a Healesville Cup heat. The Healesville Cup, of course, worth $25,000 to the winner this year. The prize money has been dropped from years gone by, but now back to Group 3, just so the club can spread the large amount of money throughout the year on a couple of other races. So really good day of racing. We're going to have, the first glimpse at the speedsters looking to set up their Healesville Cup campaigns in that first race in around about 40 minutes from now.
You think there's a winner or two that you could lead us into?
Oh, look, it's a very evenly matched day of racing today, Simon. But look, I think the best way to punt at Healesville is quite simply watch the betting moves, because there does seem to be, a lot of, it's very spirited betting up the straight. There's no doubt about that. And I've noticed, especially with the maidens and things like that, when there's a move, a greyhound, say $4 into two with tab.com.au, it's probably beneficial, I guess, to just jump on that punting train, because they seem to go very well.
And follow the money, eh? Good on you, James. Thanks very much for stepping in and with your help this morning on Chasing Rewind. And I look forward to the finals day at Albion Park, as you said, in 10 days' time or so.
Yeah, really exciting, Simon. Thanks a lot for having me, mate. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon. Is the sun shining up in New South Wales?
Beautiful day here, James. Yeah, just beautiful.
It always is. Thanks, mate. I'll chat to you soon.
Catch you then, James Vandermaat joining me there. So the first from Healesville due at 11.38. We will have Kill O'Rourke on shortly to give us a couple of bets for Canberra Greys. And we'll get a quaddie off him as well. So Canberra tips coming up with Kel. We'll preview Parks with Michael Dumisney in around 6 minutes. The Wagga Thoroughbred preview with John Scorse due at 11.15. We'll get some best bets from Cole McNiff at Devonport following Wagga. Dean Lester to take a look at Victorian racing from Bendigo at 11:30. Damien Courtney will have the winners for the Sunshine Coast, and Peter Ellis to find us a winner or two at Port Augusta.
Get to Randwick in 6 days for the return of Winx. jockey Tommy Berry has climbed the mountain in Australia.
Here he comes, Chautauqua! Boom, right over the top!
Now it's time to take to the world stage.
A confident Tommy Berry.
Tommy and his family leave shortly to base themselves in Hong Kong.
Woo! Get the winners on the board, I was so happy.
This Thursday morning from 9 on Racing HQ, it's your chance to farewell Tommy. He'll be in the studio taking calls on 13 53 53.
On your racing leader,
Sky Sports Radio.
Got more than one horse on your mind? Bundle all the runners you love in the one prize, and if any of them win, you win. Plus, combine your bundle bets into a multi and get even greater odds. And it doesn't just end at racing. Add your bundle bet racing legs together with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. So place a bundle bet multi for more excitement. More right.